Talia, Reese, and Julia do it so well. Shows, shows, show, shows, and tell.
Hello, everyone.
Hi.
We're back.
We're back. I'm Talia.
I'm Julia.
I'm Reese.
And this is
Shows and Tell. And tell.
We had a bit of banter before, so we're kind of just going to be like playing off that energy.
Yeah, we're gonna ride that wave right into this pod.
We all have Sunday scaries. Actually, Reese, do you have Sunday scaries?
No, I fell asleep rather early last night. I was tired. Like, it was a long work week. Friday night was a long night. And then, like, I decided, like, yesterday, like, me and my friends were just like, no, this is going to be chill. I fell asleep kind of on the early side.
Because you don't drink.
That's true. I didn't drink last night or during, like, There was, like, they had, like, bottomless brunch. I didn't want to drink. And it's like, I don't know, like, once a week I think is fine. But, like, I don't want to, you know what I mean? Like, that would have ruined my Sunday. Had I drank yesterday too.
Reese is the only sensible person in this group. Me and Taya recently have been on a little bit of
a bender. But I think like I think like once a week is fine. Like it, do you know what? Let me preface. I think like drinking for the purpose of like going out once a week is fine. And then if you want to like have like a casual drink during the week, like that's okay. But like
I do agree with that.
Yeah. I don't think, at least right now for me, I would not, like I cannot drink during the week just because of my job and like how tired.
I also don't like drinking during the week because
and I hate day drinking.
Interesting.
Yeah. Oh, I like it.
I like it, but not I can't do anything after. Like I can only day drink if I know that's the only thing I'm doing that day.
Ruins the day. No, yeah. I want to end my night with because then it's like you go to sleep and it's over. You don't have to, you know, that's it.
That's fair.
But yeah, we were discussing going out.
We were just talking about being young in New York.
Being young in New York.
The energy is great in the city right now. That's all I have to say.
Yeah.
All I want to say is, and, you know, not going to preface with any specifics, but I don't think after college, people should be hooking up in public.
Reese.
Okay, let's clarify what does hooking up mean, because you're talking about dance floor makeouts.
Dance floor makeouts, I think, should stay in college bars. For college, you know, let them.
And I think
I disagree.
You're an old man.
All I'm saying is that,
and we can let people do what they want
to
do.
No. Everyone's entitled to do what they want, but from an external,
except for if you don't like it.
Except if I hate it.
Okay, I think there's a difference between making out in a place that where it's like weird. Like I would never make out with someone in like a restaurant or like a classy bar. If you're in a rowdy bar where people are dancing and there's a rowdy dance floor, I think it's totally acceptable.
And what's that called, Julia?
Everyone, if you don't know this term, let me put you on. It's called diffmoing, dance floor makeout.
So, I hate that.
I am going to take, as Reese just mentioned, I'm going to take this energy that we've created. And you know what, guys? This is what we're doing. We are living in New York. We are working in New York. We are young. We are hot. We are single, and we are friends. Like, first of all, we're friends. Second of all, this is just like what the show Friends is all about. It's about living in New York, actually. So I wanted to do Friends, and I thought it was like the right time to do it because of all the hype around the special. And in the special, the creators talked about that, like, the one sentence pitch for Friends is, it's about that time in your life when your friends are your family. And I like literally feel that so hard right now, especially shout out to my roomies. Like, I just feel like we recently had like a literal fire in the basement of our building, and it was just like very hectic and chaotic for a full week. It's not funny.
It's a little funny.
Well, no, it's funny now. It was a little stressful. But I just honestly, like,
new level to hot girl summer. Am I right?
Oh my god. But whatever. My point is, like, I just kind of felt that we were legit a family, and I do feel like I'm in that right now, where like the people I'm around and surround myself with are, I like love them as much as I love my family. So I think it's a good segue.
No,
friends.
Can I counter off that?
I would love that.
It's so funny that you say that, because like, I think before I always watched it from like, wow, like I can't wait to be like, you know, in New York and everything like that. And until you had just said that, I hadn't realized that like it's starting to feel very much like that show, which is what like we'll get into it, I'm sure. But like why I think now I appreciate it even more. Like, I don't think it's the funniest show by any means, but like it is just so much fun to watch. And it's like, it's true. For so many years, I was like, I often really hated making plans and stuff. But like, I'm genuinely right now, like in the city, enjoying hanging out with different people and like seeing all my friends and like really making time for others. And
to be fair, I do think we're all killing it.
Yeah. And I also think that like the city's just opened up. Like, it's not like, you know,
it's a confluence.
What was it? It's just like the energy is just so good. Like the collective, like I don't know about you. I've just been having so much fun recently.
No,
I'm sure.
Too.
I'm sure.
I feel like June.
Yeah, I feel like there's been many dance floors that you've been hitting, and
many a defmo.
Yeah. But yeah. Okay. So sorry to segue up, but
I love that. Okay. I'll start with a synopsis of Friends, and then we can all talk about like our history. So.
Okay.
Basic synopsis: Friend is a 90s comedy TV show, a sitcom based in Manhattan, about six friends who go through every life experience together: love, marriage, divorce, children, heartbreaks, fights, new jobs, et cetera, et cetera. Plenty of drama. Actually, wasn't like that dramatic, but watch them get to know each other, have relationships with each other, and just kind of like figuring out their lives in this time. I think they're a little older than us, but it is, you know, it's similar. So what you guys tell me, I'll say I have watched all of Friends. I probably watched it all a couple times. I'm not like the diehard, like knows all the trivia, like blah, blah, all that stuff. But I will say like, I put it on, I just feel comforted. I feel happier. I really like, I think it's an amazing nostalgic piece of work. And also like I remember watching, I think like the final season literally in 2004 with my family. I was 6 years old and my mom was allowing me to watch, which like it's not appropriate like if you like really if you watch it from like the notion that a 6 year old is watching it, but obviously I had no idea what was happening. But I literally have those memories of like sitting, I think it was Tuesday nights, if I'm remembering that correctly, like sitting with my family and watching it as it came out new, which was cool. Reese is putting a nice little comb through his hair. Do you really feel like you need to make your hair bigger?
Okay.
Because that's what that's going
to
be.
Hair's looking extra big today, I have to say.
It was hot out. It was humid. It's been having, it's been taking a toll. But one of my friends, Alyssa, shout out to Alyssa. I don't know if she listens. Jilly listens. But
Jilly does listen. Because I ran into Jilly on the street.
Oh, yeah. She told me.
Yeah, she specifically referenced that, like, screw you two for making fun of me with the tuna salad. And we don't have to get into it.
I mean, we don't. But like, if you were to eat it, like, it's 99 degrees outside. Don't get tuna salad. Moving on. What's it called? What was I saying? Oh, yeah. Alyssa gave me some good hair products. So shout out to Alyssa. Wow. Yeah. Curls are going
to
be.
Thanks, Alyssa. You're doing us all a service because it's a little tough to look at. Sometimes.
Also, I could get into this thing, but I've made a daily routine for myself. We could get into this. It's going to be good. Anyway, as far as friends go, my sister asked permission from my parents when she was younger, when she was like 12 or 13. No, like when she was like, maybe like 11 or 12, she got permission from my parents to start the show to like watch it. Cause it was like always on TBS and reruns. And when they said yes to her, like that obviously means yes to me because whatever she watched, I watched. She had control of the remote. No shout out to Shelby. No shout out to Shelby.
Does Shelby listen?
No, but if she does, you don't get one.
Shelby gets a shout out on like every episode. I feel like you're always like, I watch this.
It's because of my sister. Yeah, like all of the things that we've covered. So she would watch it and she was obsessed. And like, that's when I first watched it. I was like 8 or 9. And like, no, I didn't get all of the jokes, but like, I enjoyed it a great deal. And it was fun. And I didn't understand at the time why I liked it so much, but it really is, you get to feel like, you know, the characters. And like, when I watch it today, it's not because I think it's super funny or anything like that. Like, to be honest, I don't think it's that funny. Like, the canned laughter and stuff kind of gets to me at times. But it's, like, it's nice. And it's kind of what I think The Office is for a lot of people. Where it's, like, that show that you could just put on in the background. And it's, like, it's fun to talk about the characters, and it's fun to, like, you know, discuss the history of it and all this kind of, like, little things. It's not my favorite show by any means, but I do really enjoy it.
Beautiful. Juju, do you have a history?
So, I don't watch anything, as you guys know. So, I haven't seen Friends, but, like, I've seen, like, a few, like, I know the references. Like, I know, like, Rachel Green and, like, the Friends theme. I don't know. Like,
good for you.
Like, I know the reference. Like, I watched it.
Stop the presses. Like, she knows a character and the theme song.
She knows Rachel.
No, like, I watched, we watched the first, okay, so we watched the first and last episode for this pod, and, like, I feel like, I was like, I feel like I've seen this before. Like, I was like, I know all these characters. Like, I know the characters. Like, I've seen Friends. I just, like, I don't, like, I don't know. I'm not a big sitcom fan, to be honest.
That's so fair.
Like, yeah, I'm not the type of show I like to watch. Like,
today, sitcoms, like, I think with the Big Bang Theory, that was the last sitcom. Like, I think that's going to be done for a while.
Yeah.
People have moved past it. Yeah. Like, kind of nuts.
Totally.
Also, little side note, just, like, off of Friends, are you guys also fans of Seinfeld? Or
no.
Because I felt like that was always a little bit of, like, a back and forth, because Seinfeld was like 80s to 90s, whereas like Friends was like 90s to 1000s, and they had that like little
not into it, but yeah. So I as Julie just mentioned, I asked Reese and Julia to watch I thought it would be really cool to watch the first season, the first episode of the entire series, and like watch them get to know each other, like watch like Rachel come in, and like they already kind of have the established friend group, and mm-hmm. she meets Ross again, and she meets Monica again, and like just kind of watch those relationships start to form. And then we watched the last episode of the series and just watched like everyone, you know, say their goodbyes to like, it wasn't each other, but it was like that chapter of their lives. And then also to like know from the special that when they were ending the show, they were also just like really ending this like chapter in their lives. Like, it wasn't just that like characters were.
As actors, yeah. Where it's like, you're no longer spending a decade with like they've spent a decade together. Like, yeah, they had like off like breaks from filming, but they're spending like the majority of every year for 10 years with each other. Yeah. And then it's like,
I always think about like Full House, like those like kids, when I think about like shows that like
they grew up together, and it's like that's a formative years, and you have like a fake dad. And
so listen, if I was Jennifer Aniston, I would also be crying on the set when she was just like crying the whole special. It was honestly like cute. Like I get it. So yeah, I don't even think I like named all of the friends. We have Rachel Green, played by one Miss Jennifer Aniston. Matthew Perry, who played Chandler Bing. Joey Tribbiani.
You're doing it the other way around.
I know.
Okay.
No, but I'm okay, I think.
No, you were saying Joey Tribbiani who played.
No, I know, but I was going to correct myself.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'll start again.
Okay.
Joey Tribbiani, played by Matt LeBlanc. I also always wonder if they, like, were both, because it's like they're both named Matthew, so I was kind of wondering if they both were Matthew or if they both were Matt, and then they were like, we need to differentiate you guys. It's just a thought that I had had.
Well, they were, I think they had acted before. I don't know. Okay.
Yeah. David Schwimmer played Ross Geller, and then Courtney Cox played Monica Geller. And Monica and Ross are siblings. They went to high school with Rachel. Joey and Chandler are roommates, and then Chandler and Ross were college roommates. Mm-hmm. I think that's that. Those are all the connects. And I kind of wanted to do, like, since it's such a gigantic show and it's like super broad, I wanted to do some like more niche kind of commentary. Of course, we can talk about like the creators, created by David Crane and Marta Kaufman. It aired on NBC for, as we've been saying, 10 years, from 1994 to 2004. Total of 10 seasons. The series was produced by Bright Kaufman Crane Productions, which you always saw like at the end of the show, their little graphic, in association with also Warner Brothers Television. Original executive producers were Kaufman Crane and Kevin Bright. And so, yeah, during the special, like, they were obviously interviewed, and they just sit back and they just go, I'm Marta Kaufman and I created Friends. And I was like, oh my God. Like, can you imagine just like,
it's like my ego would be so big if I created Friends. Like,
literally creating the biggest, arguably one of like the most like biggest and impactful shows.
Definitely.
Really crazy. But
I agree that Friends is definitely one of the most like iconic.
Yes,
shows.
Me too.
Yeah.
So it was the number one comedy for 6 full seasons. If you guys can like think back on the different stats for viewers, this show had 25 million viewers a week.
Damn.
Like every single week, and then 52 million for the finale.
That's insane.
Was Game of Thrones higher than that?
That's a lot. Like,
yeah.
Well, it's weird because like HBO is like different with their like role. I don't know. I don't know how comparable they could be.
Okay, but never mind. But
because it's like HBO subscription and
right, true. The show has also been watched now because of streaming over 100 billion times, which I can't really like.
You can't process.
The,
yeah.
The phrase 100 billion doesn't really mean much to me. Like. Yeah, that's just crazy. So we've already like talked about culturally just like how impactful it was. Like obviously like we're sitting here talking about it and it ended so many years ago. But like I like copy pasted this whole interesting paragraph about just like the big fat impact from a culture, like literally specifically investigated by psychologists. So one of the big things, and like Rachel had that hair. I consider like that like a very like Karen haircut, but she had that hair that was like short.
I like her hair.
No, I like her hair too, but the specific one that was coined like the Rachel and copied around the world, it was like short and like Karen-y and like stripy.
It's not, no, because like the Karen one is like more like I feel like at the face or and like
when I think of Rachel, I think like face framing layers.
Me too.
And I feel like that's very trendy now, and I like that style.
Yes, it's very trendy. The series also influenced the English language, and I actually think this is really funny. I have a personal anecdote about that. Do you guys know like the term commando, like going commando?
Yeah
means like you're not wearing any underwear. I didn't know that. That was, I think that that's a phrase that Joey made up.
Wait, really?
I think so.
Wait, that can't be.
Am I just like saying incorrect?
I'm looking
wait,
up.
Yeah. Now
correct?
I
what I thought was that initially I like we learned the term going commando when we were little because we thought it was silly, and but I thought it was a real thing, and then
it's from the 70s. No, American college campuses.
Okay, great.
Yeah. So the phrase going commando likely evolved when military personnel ditched their undies to prevent the condition or to stop chafing.
Okay, well, I'm really happy that we looked it up because, you know, I'm supposed to be spewing facts and it's quite literally not what I'm doing. But I think that in my family, we were introduced to the word commando because of Joey.
Okay.
And just in general, like all of the language, like Chandler's could I be anymore, ... And like how you doing is just used all the time, like still, literally.
I didn't
all
know
the
that
time.
That was from Friends.
Which what?
How you
like, could I be anymore? You didn't know, like, how you doing is from Friends.
I didn't know that was from Friends.
That is wild to me. That's exactly what I'm talking about. Reese is frowning and judging.
Reese is really judging me right now.
What are your thoughts?
Nothing. Just, you didn't know how you doing was from...
I didn't know what it started there. Like, I think, like, I knew they said it in the show, but I didn't know, like, that's, like, where it's from.
Okay. Let's tell you what's the next thing.
Okay. But, yeah, I mean, just intense impact. And, like, now we've seen it continue. Like, there's a literal, like, permanent Friends experience exhibit, like, interactive in New York. That's still up and running. I went to, like, Warner Brothers Studios when I was younger, and we sat, like, on the couch with my family. That was really cute. And, yeah, it's just remained, like, very, like, in culture and talked about. And then, obviously, with the reunion, it just brought it all back. And the reunion was good. It was cute. I mean, it wasn't, like, I was happy that they didn't try and, like, do an episode of the show. I was happy that they just kind of, like, talked about it. Okay, so I have money stats, which I'm sure we'll all be very interested in. Season 1, season 2 started obviously getting super popular. Season 3, each of them started making $75,000 per episode by season 3. And then it just like went up and up and up. And then by seasons 9 and 10, they were each making $1 million per episode.
That's insane.
It's so much money.
But I mean, like, when you think about it...
You never have to work again after that.
No, but when you think about it, it makes sense. Because it's like, the network is making so much more money.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, that's... To really, like, that's... makes it checks out. It's insane to like comprehend how much Friends was definitely raking in, even on syndication and stuff, but like that was probably a fair
And then for the reunion they were each paid $2.5 million.
I mean, that makes sense as well.
I wonder if any of them like didn't want to do it and then they were like $2.5 million.
I think definitely I would guess that Matthew Perry, and then do you guys know about like the stuff with Matthew Perry?
The drugs.
Well, I'll tell you because that's kind of the purpose of the pod. So I will tell you. But I would guess that like he maybe didn't really want to do it just because like he's had a drug addiction problem. He, in 1997, like during the show, completed a 28-day program for a Vicodin addiction. He entered rehab again in February 2001 for Vicodin, a bunch of other drugs and alcohol. He later revealed that he, like, due to that those addiction issues, doesn't remember, like, a solid 3 years of his time on Friends, like, somewhere between season 3 and 6, which is just, like,
that's
really
crazy.
Bad and sad.
Do you guys know I don't remember my entire 7th grade? Like, I couldn't tell you one thing that happened when I was in 7th grade.
Is there anything else you want to tell us?
It was just really traumatic for me. I went to a new school. And I just don't remember anything from that year. So,
okay, well, you and Matthew Perry have so much in common. You should chat.
I feel bad for him.
And maybe he would want to chat with you because of another stat I'm about to tell you guys. But anyways, it was just really bad. He's obviously had like interviews and been asked about it, and you know, post the show wrapping. I mean, in 2013, he told people, like, I couldn't stop. Things got so bad, I literally couldn't hide it. Everybody knew. Everybody like on set knew. It's just sad. He looked really bad, like, at the reunion. And all of the viewers were commenting, like, he looks terrible. I mean, listen, they're all older and we're all, like, they're all imprinted in our brains as, like, this young version of themselves. And then to see them older. Like,
yeah, like, you can't stay, like, in, like, your 20s, 30s form forever. Like,
they're old.
Now. Yeah, like,
he... But, like, Jennifer Aniston looks good.
Well, she's legit Jennifer Aniston. She'll never not look good.
She is definitely, like, I mean, we can, if we don't mind segueing real quick, like, at, like for a post-Friends career, she definitely has the best.
Oh, yes.
Like, totally. David Schwimmer definitely, like.
She's A-list.
Yeah, David Schwimmer, yes. I think, also had, like, a pretty solid, like, post-Friends career. He did, like, the Madagascar.
Really?
Did the Madagascar movies. Those made a lot of money. He did the People vs. OJ. He was great in.
Yeah.
He was in a season of Curb. He was hysterical, like.
I think Jennifer Aniston, though, is the only A-list celebrity.
Yeah. And then, like, Courtney Cox, like, she was in her sitcom.
Yeah, she's really famous.
Lisa Kudrow.
I would say that Lisa – oh, my God, I didn't mention
Lisa Kudrow as Phoebe. Yeah.
When I was listing. Oh, my God.
I love Phoebe.
Good.
Hot take. Not a big fan of Phoebe as a character. But
it's not that hot of a take.
No, I like –
People feel that.
I like her. I think she's
cool.
You either love Phoebe or you don't care.
Yeah. But, like, also, Lisa Kudrow, she had, like, a solid film career. Like, she's always playing, like – decent parts in like pretty big movies.
I agree with that.
But then like Matt LeBlanc, like his career didn't do anything, and then
he's chilling, he doesn't care.
No yeah,
he was such a sweetheart.
Yeah, and then
Matthew
Perry, like outside of 17 again, I didn't really see him in anything else.
Yeah, so like just in the reunion it was so apparent that like the girls are close.
Yeah,
and then like it was like nice to see everyone and like that they all kept up with each other, but Matthew Perry made a couple comments like about people not like
inviting him to
stuff, and it was just like really odd and weird. So my point is, I would guess that maybe he wouldn't have wanted to do this because like obviously he looks terrible, he's not friends with them, it's awkward. It probably reminds him of like a really like,
dark time,
tough
in his life.
Time in his life.
Yeah.
He literally said on the special, like, because there was a live studio audience, he was like, if I tried to make a joke and they didn't laugh, I felt like I was going to die.
Oh,
and
God.
I kind of feel like he is very like Chandler Bing, just like very insecure and always trying to get a laugh out of people to like fill him up and like fill the void. Mm-hmm. But it was just interesting and sad. And then also just like tea. I don't know if you guys know the Instagram account Dumois.
Yeah, okay. I know about this.
I don't know what's that Instagram. I don't.
Dumois is like a real life kind of gossip girl.
It's the best. It's the best Instagram account.
It's so great. I actually DM her all the, or him them all the time. But people send in like spotted, I saw, like, I wish, Harry Styles, like, in the East Village. Like,
one time, they said Lady Gaga was, like, on my street, and I was, like, running around trying to find her.
Or they'll send in tea, like, there were all these stories coming out, because they literally were published on Dumois, of, like, 19-year-old girls matching with Matthew Perry, who is, like, 50 or 51, on Raya, which is a celebrity dating app.
Oh, is that the one where they have to, like, send you an invite, and that's how you get... Wow, that's so odd.
Yeah.
But, okay.
So, specifically, there was, like, this 19-year-old named Kate said that she matched with Matthew Perry, who was 51. He asked her to move their conversations from Raya to FaceTime, and then, like, her friend recorded it, and it just, like, looked terrible for him, and he was just honestly kind of creepy, and it was just, like,
it's really hard,
especially, like...
That's a bad age difference.
It's, first of all, a terrible age difference, but it's also just, like, shitty, because, Julia, I don't know about you, but, like, Chandler, like, I think, like, I loved Chandler. Like, I just, like, definitely thought he was the most, like, attractive guy of the three of them, and then just, like, that he's so creepy, like, and I get it, he's, like, dealing with stuff, but that was just, tough to, like...
Separate the two.
Yeah.
Separate the two. Also, like, on the special, they were talking about if they ever dated each other, which I'm actually really, really surprised that they didn't. Like, we just see that.
Yeah, that's surprising.
Yeah, in all these shows, like, basically all of the, like, when you have, like, these big romantic leads,
someone ends up dating. Always, yeah.
You're literally seeing them every single day, and then, like, in intimate situations with them, that makes sense, like, that you would start to, like, actually like them.
Yeah, it's, like, it's no surprise that, like, so many marriages and stuff start at work. Like,
these friends
don't have time, and it's, but also, like, even today, like, Outer Banks, like, the two main leads, they're now dating. You always see
high school Olivia Rodrigo and whatever his name is.
Stop. Can't talk about it. Cannot talk about it.
trying to be in touch with Gen Z over here.
No, I love Gen Z. I love her.
I think that's like a universal thing. Like, I feel like everyone kind of like is like, wow, Olivia Rodrigo, great.
Oh my god. I could take a whole episode to talk about it. Yeah, and so they all were saying there was a rule. It was very important to them that they all kept a friendship. No hooking up, no funny business.
That's super smart.
It's super smart, but definitely David Schwimmer and Jennifer Aniston had chemistry on the special. They talked about having chemistry when they were younger, and I think they're both single. Like, I looked it up.
She is so much hotter than him.
But she's so much hotter than him.
Okay, leave David Schwimmer alone. I don't think he's, like, bad-looking. Jennifer Aniston is beautiful, but I don't think he's a bad-looking guy.
I have never thought, like, Ross was an attractive character.
Not attractive, I'm sorry. He's a great person.
I also do think that's a really good rule. Like, I feel like there's a lot of times where, like, in Game of Thrones, there was two cast members that dated, and they literally couldn't write scenes with them in the same room because they wouldn't agree to it. Like, that, and that would have changed up, like, the vibe and their acting. And,
totally.
Yeah,
yeah,
I totally agree.
So I'm glad they actually stuck to it.
Yeah, I'm glad too, but I am surprised, but yeah. And then just thinking about, like, obviously we watch these characters for 10 years, like, very, very attached to them. And then we watched the last episode, we kind of saw, so we have Chandler and Monica, they have their twins that they adopted, they moved to Westchester, I loved that for them. Rachel and Ross end up together, they have a baby together. I don't know. Some people don't like that, like, Rachel got off the plane and then didn't go to Paris for her dream job, like, to be with Ross. And I don't actually mind that at all. Like, if you, like, have been in love with somebody for 10 years, like, I think that trumps a job. Like, you can get another job. And then Phoebe was with Mike, which, by the way, Paul Rudd is such a amazing match for – that was such a great match. Yeah. Like, they really did Phoebe well in the end. But what bothered me was Joey's ending, or lack thereof.
Yeah.
And did you guys know that there is a spinoff called Joey?
Yes, I did know that. I did know that. Yeah. And
it was bad.
Yeah. You're right. Like, Phoebe, like, they had, like, although she was, like, often, like, just, like, the goofy whatever, like, they had some good romantic stuff with her and, like, some good, like, professional problems with her. And it was, like, they handled her well. And it was, like, Joey, they kind of just...
I'm so surprised that they didn't get, like, a little, like Italian girl that was like had his morals that he like would have like loved.
Like Joey had some good stuff when it was like acting problems. Like that was always good, but
yeah.
The one time I thought that they were really doing his character well was when he was in that like stage production and there was like the actress that he got along with and then she took the role. And it was like then you got some serious Joey and he was like he could act and it was really good. Yes. And like that monologue that he delivers to her off stage, I was like, this is like good, but they always just, and then they did like that forced relationship with him and Rachel and like,
oh my God, I have a production secret in here actually that the cast hated that as well.
No one, yeah, like it's that Friends suffered from the thing where it's like it went on for a bit too long and it's like I think there were certain things that they needed to, like I liked the Monica Chandler stuff where it's like they couldn't, you know, have a job on their own, like that's a serious thing, but
yeah
that Rachel Joey thing was just like there was no need for it and I think that definitely hurt the show a little bit.
Yeah, by the way, I feel like I've made this comment before, like I always prefer, well, do you guys consider Monica and Chandler to be the secondary character in that Ross and Rachel are the primary like couple?
So it's tough to like actually posit who's the main characters, but I always in my it was always Ross and Rachel were the focus of the show.
Yeah,
Monica and Chandler were like the secondary focus, but like the staple couple of the show. Where it's like, yeah. And then Joey and Phoebe is just like whatever side tertiary quests that they wanted to give them.
Totally. Yes. I agree with that. And then the point is that I've always said I always prefer the secondary couple.
Yeah. To the primary couple. Because the primary couple it's the same, yeah, it's like it's a little boring. It's a little vanilla.
Ooh, we should debate whether or not that they were on a break and whether or not that was okay. Let's do that.
I don't know enough about this.
Let me set the scene.
Okay, yeah.
Ross and Rachel, they were dating. It was their first time dating and they'd been dating a while. They got into a fight. They said that they were on a break.
Mm-hmm.
That night, Ross goes out with, I think, just Chandler and sees the copy machine girl. Like
the copy machine girl.
Girl that, like, worked at the copy machine store. Ross, like, takes her home. They hook up. And then Rachel, like, calls him. She's like, this is silly. Like, I love you. Comes over to his apartment. And she's literally – and, like, the copy machine girl's there. And then the big fight was, like, him being like, it's a – like, I didn't cheat on you. We were on a break. And her being like, it was 12 hours, bro. And, like, we didn't talk about if we were, like, going to hook up with other people.
Yeah.
So –
this is interesting. I don't know. I feel like he shouldn't have done that, but, like, also, I don't think it's, like, technically cheating.
Because I, like, know people who have gone through this scenario in real life.
Oh, like, a break.
I think if you're going to go on a – first of all, I think breaks are stupid in general. Don't – if you feel like you need to go on a break, break up. Agreed. That's my number one.
Yeah. Then get back together here. If, like, so be it. Yeah. Or, like, yeah.
And second of all, if you're going to go on a break and whatever that means, I think you should talk about, like – the expectations.
The ground rules and
it's
a slippery slope. Like I understand both of their arguments.
My take is that like he wasn't cheating, but if I was her, I would be very angry and would not get back together.
Yeah.
Which is what happened. Like they did not
get
back together for a bit of time. This is one that like that's a debate that you can like go in circles all the time and just be like,
regardless of what you think, I do love whenever that would come up. Like, that was one of my favorite bits from the show, where it was like
he, we were on a break.
Him screaming, we were on a break. It always gets me. And honestly, anytime Ross yells, it's hysterical.
Pivot. It's funny. It is funny.
It's a funny, yeah. They have some really good episodes.
Yeah, they have great episodes. Well, they talked also a lot about, like, how they were very, like, physical comedians, which, like, they were.
No, oh my, like
a lot of the comedy was very just, like, stupid and physical.
You know, one of the funniest things for me in the whole show is when Rachel and Phoebe are in Ross's apartment, or, like, Ross's, like, prospective apartment, and they're like, Chandler, Monica, and then, like, Ross is about to go to the window, and they start jumping, and
we're just so excited for you to get Ross this apartment.
Does like this weird leap where he like his legs to the side. It every single time I see it, it cracks me up. But yeah, no, it was there's some slapstick in
there. He did have some like feminine energy sometimes, which like always was really funny.
Oh, hysterical. And like the leather pants, like it's like, yeah, you could like say it's like, oh, whatever. that's good acting where it's like him putting the lotion on, like, it's,
wait, they were great actors. Like, yeah. I think all of them were. Yeah,
and especially for the fact that, like, they have to pause for 3 seconds after delivering a line. That's not natural. Like, no one speaks like that where it's like, can I be any more blah? And then everyone just, like, stands there 5 seconds, looks around, like, and yeah. then continues on as if nothing had just happened.
I hate, like, the sound of laughing in shows.
The laugh track. Yeah.
I think it's so annoying.
You don't even, like, notice it.
No, I notice it. I think it's so annoying.
But you, like, I watch it the same way I watch, like, movies from the 40s, where it's like, you have to, no, you don't mean where it's, no, where it's like, you have to watch them in, like, the time that they were made, where it's like, certain humor was different, and canned laughter was the norm. Doesn't make it any better, but.
Yeah.
It gives it an out.
Yeah, totally. Oh, this is a really, like, kind of dark one. So there was supposed to be, like, an episode about them, like, getting on a plane and, like, going into an airport. And, like, the first scenes include, like, them getting bumped up to first class and then getting pulled aside by airport security because Chandler makes a joke about a bomb, blah, blah, blah. And then, like, this episode was supposed to air 2 weeks after the events of 9/11. Oh, and so then, obviously, like, the network made the choice to reshoot it.
Oh, that's, you can.
And, like, they released the original scenes to, like, I think they're out there, but I just definitely did not know that before. Let's see what else. Lisa Kudrow was pregnant in real life when she was shooting the triplets storyline. She was pregnant, and then she, like, carried her brother's triplets.
Oh, yeah, that storyline.
They wrote that in there. That always was funny when she'd be like, they're my brothers. They'd be like, oh my god, you're so pregnant. Thanks, they're my brothers. It's funny. It's just funny. Oh, by the way, the show had, like, a bunch of different working titles, which I'd heard some of these before.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Insomnia Cafe.
Yuck.
Six of One, which is bad, doesn't roll off the tongue, whatever. Friends Like Us, which was very close to it being, and then they were just like, Friends.
I think Friends is perfect, but Friends Like Us could have worked.
Yeah.
Yeah, Friends Like Us could have worked. I do agree, but, like, Insomnia Cafe, Six of One just sounds like it's just
Six
like,
of One could definitely work for another show, and Insomnia Cafe sounds like...
What does that even mean, though?
I don't know.
Like, six people, but they were one? Like, what does that
mean? Yeah, like, that's what I'm thinking. But, like, also, Insomnia Cafe sounds like Twin Peaks, Supernatural, like...
Yeah. It sounds a little more mystical. But yeah, I always like hearing the working titles of the different shows. I always think that's interesting.
I think it's fun. Who comes up with the title of the show? Like, whose job is it to do that?
Producers. Or the creators.
Creators. Network has a say, yeah.
The last, like, kind of interesting thing that I have for you guys is that, so Friends was accused for very, very, very valid reasoning of ripping off a similar sitcom called Living Single, premiered on NBC only a year before Friends, featured an all-black cast of 6 single friends living in a Brooklyn brownstone, 2 of them siblings, 2 female roommates, 2 male roommates, 2 college roommates, 2 friends from growing up. That's, like, that's, you know, word for word. It only had a couple of seasons, and it was very well received, and also, like, I think the first of its kind in a similar way. And then Friends comes out a year later with this all-white cast and just a general, like, alarming lack of diversity.
Yeah.
Alarming lack of diversity. Plenty. I mean, there's been so much scrutiny over, like, homophobic storylines and, like, yeah, his wife's a lesbian, but they, like, talk about it really negatively. And,
yeah,
like,
I was going to say, it's, like, the punchline of many jokes is, like, my ex-wife is a lesbian.
Yeah.
And it's, like, I'm trying to think. You have one... like, reoccurring black character who Ross and Joey, like, both were interested in.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to think, is there, like, are there any other, like, oh, and then what's her, Ross dated, like.
Yeah, Ross dated.
Like, an Asian woman.
And, like, that's, like, it.
That's really it.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like Joey would be, like, bot.
It's, like, I feel like for a show in New York City, it's, like, not that realistic.
No.
I mean, I think that's, like, kind of the biggest thing about it. It's such a wildly unrealistic show.
Did they address that in the reunion? I feel like that would be a really good time to clear the air. Because, like, I've always heard that complaint, and I think it's such a valid complaint.
Right.
And I did not know about the other show.
The living single thing is really crazy and really bad. I watched a couple of scenes. It was very Friends vibes.
Is
very
it funny?
Much came before it. Yeah, it was funny. So Queen Latifah was in it.
Oh, no way.
And like, yeah, Queen Latifah was in it. And she recently, or recently, like being in the past, you know, like 5 years or so,
yeah,
was on James Corden. And James Corden was like, hey, like you were in a show called Living Single. It was, you know, six black single friends living in Brooklyn. And then there was a very similar TV show. And she was like super respectful. And she was just like, Friends is a great show. And our show is a great show. But I was just like reading so much about it. Really did not know this info. And it was just like, it's bad. Like it's just very, yeah, very the same. And like Friends is what it was. And like, we all are just learning about Living Single.
Okay. Oh, one thing I wanted to talk about.
Yeah.
If like, yeah. I love the fact that Friends, every episode is like the one where, or like the
yeah,
one.
I get to.
I really like that because I often say, like when I'm talking about TV with friends, they'll be like, oh, what episode of like this show's your favorite? And I'm like, oh, it's the one where they do this. And it's like,
yes,
Friends literally That's has clever. That. Yeah, no, and I like that so much. And love which it. Leads, yeah, really love the naming convention. It's super fun. And I really creative, really like that. I wanted to lead that into what are your guys' favorite episodes?
Oh my God.
I don't watch Friends, you guys.
Okay. Well, Talia, do you
ask Talia?
Yeah, name like one or two just for the sake. Cause like, yeah, there's a lot
I
of
just,
good ones.
I love Chandler Monica stuff.
So is it like the Vegas marriage for them or like the one where they're like hiding it in like in the
I
bathtub?
Like when they, yeah, I like the one in the bathtub. I like the wedding where they like sleep together for the first time.
That's a good one. The London, yeah.
Yeah, I like that one. And then that's yeah. when
the reveal
Ross
of...
says Rachel's name.
That's a good
at
episode.
The altar.
Yeah. Wait, what's that one called?
Probably like the one with the wedding.
Where Ross
I'm literally just guessing.
Says Rachel's name. Oh, wait. Do you want to hear something funny? So
yeah.
The episode where Rachel where Ross says Rachel's name is the one with Ross's wedding part two. And then the one
yes.
after is called the one after Ross says Rachel, which is like exactly what it is. And my favorite
so good.
Favorite episode, and I feel like it perfectly encapsulates the show, is let me get the right name. It's the one with the prom video.
I love that one.
Yeah, it's a really good one because it has a really good Chandler. I mean, we could talk about the characters right after, but Chandler is my favorite character. And it's where Joey gets him a friendship bracelet and Joey's excited and Chandler's like, is like, is this like a romantic thing? And he has like that awkward thing. But then it's like, it feels so relatable where it's friends watching like memories from their childhood together and like commenting
yeah.
on it. And then it's the one where Ross and
I love
Kylie
when they
kiss.
Have the flashbacks.
Yeah, no, and it's really yeah. good because it's not just like a flashback. It's like them watching a VHS and there's the commentary and it's, oh, I every single time when Ross is standing there in the tuxedo and it's like, how do you cut the camera? I'm like, I know it's a sitcom, but every single time I'm like, oh man, that's devastating.
I know. I also really like the one where they all talk about how they like lost their virginities.
I don't remember that episode.
Wait, did I just invent something? There was one, do you remember the one where, like, it was found out that, like, Monica and Ross kissed?
Oh, my God. He was, like, the, you
that
were the
one,
pile
but
of,
what was the,
you were the pile of coats?
Oh, my God, yeah.
Yeah.
But they were talking about their first kiss? Is that what they were
yeah,
talking about?
Yeah, that might have been it. Yeah.
Yeah, I liked all the, like, throwback things. I liked watching, like, Ross find for Rachel. I liked,
yeah.
like.
That's my favorite episode.
I, you know, I have to say the way that they named it also like works really well on streaming.
Oh, it's so easy to find the one that you want to watch. Yes. Like, it's not like.
It's so easy.
Yeah. They could have never seen that coming.
Another thing I wanted to ask, I guess, Julie, this doesn't apply to you, but more Talia. What's your favorite?
You just out this app.
Yeah. I'm chilling.
What are your favorite like stages of Friends? So like a lot of people like the early seasons where it's like Matt LeBlanc has like the straight hair and like Chandler's
yeah.
super skinny, or like the middle seasons or the late seasons where it's like they're more established and there's more like they're more adult.
I think my favorite season is 4. Like that's okay. the one I like will watch if I like want to watch it.
Oh, that's the one where Ross gets married to what's her name?
Yeah. Emily. Because like that's just like my favorite part of it.
Yeah.
So like 2, 3, 4, I like yeah, like in those seasons, like Joey and Chandler are just so good looking and they're like doing the girls all the girl thing all the time, and you can just like see all this like tension building with everybody. And then like I've said it a million times, but I love when Monica and Chandler get together.
Yeah, I agree. 2, 3, 4 are my favorite as well. Yeah. 5, 6, 7 are also like, it's good, a different kind of good, but then it starts to fall off at like 8, 9.
Yeah, I just didn't really care. Like, I didn't care when Rachel got pregnant. Like, I just didn't care that much.
It's also weird watching season 1 where it's like they're so young.
So young.
Yeah.
Cool. Should we
the character
talk characters?
Yeah. Well, Reese has named himself Chandler.
I felt like that was kind of
implied.
Do you guys agree?
Yeah.
I do agree. You're definitely Chandler, but you have some Ross.
Yeah, I do. I do have some Ross. I feel like, yeah, there's definitely some Ross energy that I radiate, which also makes me concerned because there's like a whole online community that hates Ross.
Interesting.
I don't like Ross. Like, I mean, but you have like
Ross.
Like if someone ate your sandwich at work,
you would be so mad. Like Ross cracks me up. He's not my favorite. But
the particularness of Ross is
He's super particular, and it's like his weird fascination with like archaeology, like that paleontology. Yeah, like that kind of stuff. Like I feel like we definitely relate, but I think Chandler, like no joke, his sarcasm was a huge thing for me as a kid, and I honestly can very truthfully say he like definitely had a massive impact on my sense of humor, like.
Yeah.
Even like the cadence to my voice, I often think like watching him again, I'm like, what, like, do I talk like him because I watched this?
You do.
I know. And it's like I don't know if this was just at, like a formative age where it affected me or if it's coincidence, but I definitely feel that.
So interesting. Yeah. Okay. I know who me and Julia are.
Who?
Okay, I have you guys too.
I'm curious.
Okay. I think Julia is Rachel, and I think I'm Monica. And I think we're both...
I wasn't going to say that.
I think we both have... Oh.
I think Talia is definitely Monica. I think Julia is a cross between Rachel and a realistic Phoebe.
That's what I was going to say. I think I'm a mix of Rachel and Phoebe.
Oh my god, I love that.
Because Phoebe is not a realistic character. And like when she is real and when they're having her real, like, you know, like a relatable person, I think she's like Julia in the like in that sense. But like not like the crazy, like, you know, parts where it's like, oh yeah.
Like I'm weird, but I'm not like
No. Not like, oh, you got stabbed in the subway. But like she has like her things and like, you know, but like I also think you have the Rachel stuff. But Talia as Monica is definitely
Definitely.
The only thing that I don't have is like the cleanliness. Like, I mean, I'm clean, but I just don't have that organization. But I am very much like I want to be the host. Like, I want to organize. I want to plan. Yeah. Did I just say that I don't have the organization? And then I say I want to organize.
No, but like I mean, I get what you're saying. She's clean to almost like a scary degree.
Yeah, I just don't have that. I'm not anal. Like, no. I'm not, that's not.
But it's a similar shared energy. Also, I'll put it out there. Like, you know, everyone loves Jennifer Aniston, Rachel.
I think Monica's the most likable.
Courtney Cox.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
At that, yeah.
Oh, my. Oh, yeah. Like, I understand all the love for all the other characters, but like.
Yeah, no, she was so, so, so gorgeous in those early seasons.
Huge, huge shout out to Courtney Cox for finally getting an Emmy nomination.
Wow, congrats. Oh,
I'm so happy for her.
Every other
for
cast.
What?
For the Friends reunion, she was an executive producer. She like never got an acting nomination while she was on Friends, like every other cast member did. Like every single cast member on the show was nominated for Emmys, like best supporting, best lead, whatever. She never got one. Like she was always year after year left out of the Emmy nominations as Monica. Yeah. And I thought she was great.
Yeah.
So I'm glad that she finally got it, even if it wasn't for acting, but it does feel right that she did. She does now have Emmy nominated actress Courtney Cox.
Totally. Cool. Okay. Awesome, guys. I love this. I think this was a good one.
Yeah.
Do we know what, I don't even know who the hell is next.
No, I'm next. I'm doing Broad City.
Fuck yes.
I've never seen that
show.
Wait,
literally fuck yes.
I'm so excited.
Wait, that is so good. I'm so excited.
Another New York show.
Yes.
Wait, which? So is that the one with Alana Glazer?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I get sometimes I get that and girls mixed up.
Yeah.
No, they're different.
Yeah, no, I know. Broad City is the one with the two girls.
I think you're really gonna like it, Reese.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Okay. No, oh, it's so good. People have told me to watch it. Like, I'm like actually excited for you to pick an episode. Also, if you have do you have an episode in mind yet or no?
No.
Okay. I was gonna say I'd watch that like sooner.
Okay,
rather than
I'll tell you tomorrow.
Yeah. I also want to start Fleabag.
Haven't seen that, but I also want to watch like this.
I haven't seen that yet.
I think I want to do Fleabag soon.
Okay, so that's good. I'm gonna start watching. I think tonight.
Yeah. Cool. Okay, any housekeeping? I know we had a bit of a hiatus. I think we're going to be back on our bullshit now.
Yeah, I think we'll be back on the regular grind. I feel like it was just like a very busy
summer break.
Busy with work.
Yeah.
And now we're back, bitches.
But guess what?
What?
Can I be honest?
Mm-hmm.
Love you guys.
Love you.
Just being honest.
I thought you were about to say something bad. I was kind of scared.
Yeah, I thought you were going to say, to be honest.
I'm quitting.
Oh, hey guys.
I'm out.
Reese, do you have any grievances?
This was
week?
A really fun one.
What's that?
Oh, yeah, do you have any grievances?
Oh my god.
When people make fun of your hair on your podcast?
So, okay. Let me go through a few grievances.
Okay. Quickly. I mean, we don't have like
No. It's okay. You can so for whoever is listening right now, if you've made it through, feel free to stop. This is just going to be me complaining for like 2 minutes. If you'd like to listen, that's much appreciated. First grievance, Mother Nature.
Oh my god.
Every single week, I check the forecast. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, sunny, beautiful. Friday, Saturday, it rains.
Or it's like 100 degrees.
Or it's 99 degrees.
It's like 100% humidity.
Oh, isn't this wonderful that like I can't even enjoy the outside without having 3 gallons of water?
I don't know how to dress for this weather. Like,
you can't dress. You can't dress well for it. You have to dress down, like as little clothing as possible. Like
I can't even. Thing is, I can't even look cute because I'm sweating. Like, even if I like whatever, I'm over it.
The outfit that I wore out last night, like it could have been any year of college. It was just like the jean shorts and the black top because what else was I gonna do?
Schwitzen. You're just schwitzen. Okay, another thing. Coffee prices. I don't know who has a monopoly on beans in the Tri-State area, but what the fuck? I should not be paying $5 for an iced cappuccino. I understand. Maybe that's pretentious.
Make your own coffee, Reese.
That doesn't seem right.
I mean, but you do though.
I do. But then when I'm out during, like I wake up super early, I need to have like 2-3 a day. I can't, you know, like sometimes the company covers, but sometimes they don't. And it's like, can't do that. Like, cafes need to come together, not charge that much.
Okay, let's work on it.
I'm down for that. I agree with that one.
Few other grievances. Let's go.
And why do they charge extra for the non-dairy milks? That's what I want to know. Sorry, I'm lactose intolerant.
Yeah, okay. We could, that's like a little asterisk on my grievance.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's a little annoying. Last grievance.
Yeah.
People who are adamant about AirPods.
I am against AirPods. Wire headphones only.
I like the wire, but every person I know with AirPods is like, it's changed my life. You got to get a pair.
And no,
it's like,
I hate AirPods, and I'm strongly against them.
Fine. I don't need to connect. I don't need to like click this little. Everyone's always losing them.
I've never lost mine.
I've lost 2 cases. I'm just really passionate about how much I hate AirPods. I've lost 2 cases and I don't allow myself to buy AirPods anymore. And I think that the design is horrible. And I think that the music sounds better in wire headphones.
I like the look better. And it's like, ooh, now the new ones have noise cancellation. I ride my bike. Do you want me to die, Apple? Yeah. I'm sure they do.
You're not supposed to wear AirPods with a bike. That's a different thing.
I don't know. Anyway, I have like a few more. Okay. Next week, I think I'm going to prepare.
This was like not even prepared. This was just, Reese just had this in his head.
I legitimately think I might start my own podcast, not tell anyone. I don't want to have any listeners, and it's going to be me talking to as if there's an audience complaining.
That's called therapy.
Oh my God.
What? No.
Yeah, King.
one day someone's gonna stumble across like 84 hour long episodes and be like, what is this? And it's just gonna be me complaining about super mundane topics.
Okay, guys, should we end with a song? So no one told you life was gonna be this way.
Yeah, the clap is great. Last thing, I love that they changed the like opening clips every season.
Of course. Yeah. I love that in any show.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Super. Oh, right, oh, team. Also, we need to get started on making podcast stickers because people have definitely written the Thanos Thunder.
Yeah.
So we love when you guys DM us.
So yeah, I think.
Coming.
Wait, what's the code word today is
Wait, is this for more? We have to make the stickers first. We can't promise more stuff before we deliver.
No, I'm not promising. I like when people DM us that they got to the end of the episode.
DM us if you think that they were on a
Well, I think that could just be like an Instagram thing. Like we could post like, were they on a break? Yes or no? Like poll.
Totally. Great.
You know, just me.
Okay.
Brainstorming.
All right, guys. Wrapping
good
it up.
Good night.
Good night. Good night. Good night. Good night.
Or good morning.
Love you guys. This is the one where
do it.
So
oh, for our Instagram, for like our episode caption, we should definitely do like the one where they discuss friends.
Yes.
Yeah, that's good.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
Okay,
of course.
That's great.
I like how our podcast always listen, like our listeners always hear like the behind the scenes of how we do the podcast. Yeah.
Well, we're very like authentic, you know, like we're like very relatable.
Behind the scenes, yeah. Like,
five out of five reviews say that we're pretty good. So
yeah.
Okay. All right. That's okay.
not like they're all my mom or something.
That's enough. We're done.
We're wrapping up and saying we love you, Lola.
Okay. That's it. End it now.
Bye.